Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, we are in a season of storms. This past week, we have been through a series of storms that have been real and present. We have been going through a series of storms throughout the year as well, and we are going to continue to face storms as we go forward into the rest of 2020 and as we think about the beginning of 2021. Now, the storms that we are going through are very commonplace, and I don't need to review them with you. But we are finding ourselves moving through one storm of a general election and into the storm that we were already in before, as it were. We find ourselves in a time in our nation's history where we are very divided. We knew we were divided as people before, but now we've gone through the general election, so we have some numbers to kind of show us exactly what that is looking like in many ways. Historians are quick to point out that this isn't the first time that we've been in a time of division in our country, and they have pointed to the late 60s and, of course, after the American Civil War as being times where our nation was perhaps even more divided than we are now. Now, we will only know in time how this all plays out, but what we do know is that one of the major storms that we are facing right now is a serious storm of division and disunity in our country and in our community. And when it comes to storms, it isn't something that God wants for us. God doesn't want storms to be a part of our lives, and or at least for them to stay that way, for them to be damaging to us. Storms are part of how life is, but the reality is that God wants us to not be damaged by the storms. God doesn't want us to be hurt by the storms. God wants us to come through the storms. And God wants us to calm the storms. And how do we know that God wants us to calm the storms? Well, we know that because God wants us to do what Jesus did. And Jesus was definitely a part of calming the storm. Jesus was a part of calming the storm in his time, and he wants us to be a part of calming the storm in our day and age as well. Now, there's this one particular moment where Jesus calms a storm that gives us a clue and insight into just how important this was to Jesus and just how important this is to God as well. Jesus was teaching on a hillside, as it were, and he had gotten crowded out by the people and he had gotten into a boat and he was teaching all day. And at this particular story, as recorded in the Gospel of Mark, it says that Jesus then stayed in the boat and told his disciples, "Let's go to the other side." And Jesus, after doing a day of teaching, was seemingly very tired, and he went to the back of the boat, and he then fell asleep. Now, this was a good thing for Jesus to do because he apparently needed to rest, and many of his disciples were professional boaters. They were fishermen, and so he was in good hands. Well, as it were, before anybody could probably predict these things, a storm came upon them and got pretty rough. In fact, in Mark, it says that the disciples started to be afraid because the storm was already overwhelming the boat. And so Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat, and the storm came up. And the disciples woke him up, and they said to him, "Jesus, don't you care that we are going to perish?" And then Jesus calms the storm. He doesn't wait. He calms the storm immediately. And then Jesus turns to them and says, "Why were you afraid?" And after that, then the disciples look at each other, and they are utterly amazed, and they whisper back and forth with one another, "Who is this that he can even control the waves?" So clearly, God doesn't want the storms to be something to disrupt us and hurt us. God doesn't want the storms to be things in which we perish. And just as Jesus calmed the storm in that moment for the disciples, God wants us to be a part of calming the storm in our lives as well. Now, when you look at this call to calm the storms that we have from Jesus as it's part of being peacemakers and bringing about God's kingdom. In a time like we're in right now, facing great division amongst people and amongst communities and amongst churches, it's very hard at times to see the way forward. But there are some ways forward that God gives to us, ways in which God wants us to live that can help us at this time to make sure that we are a part of calming the storm in our lives and in our community and in the world. And so as we seek to be people who are calming the storm, we want to make sure that we are doing the things that we can. And there are three things in particular that we can look to help us calm the storm in our lives and in our community and in the world. Now, the first of which is to make sure that we are taking a long look at ourselves. In a time when things feel very out of control, it's easy to forget that there is one thing that we are always in control of, which is ourselves. The first responsibility that we have is to make sure that we are calming the storm in our own lives, to make sure that we're not falling prey to excessive anxiety or fear, to make sure that we can be as calm as we can in the moment. It may be crazy around us, but we can always calm our hearts. Now, unless we have a clinical situation that we are not in control of, most of us have the ability to make sure that we are in control of our own selves. And so we want to make sure that we are calming the storms in our own hearts and our own minds in this anxious time as well. Another thing that we can do is we can look to the teachings of Jesus to remind ourselves about what's most important. And in particular, in a time like this, we can go back to the words of Jesus that are so important to us in a time like this. In fact, actually, they are words that are often quoted in divisive times. And it's that famous saying, "A house divided cannot stand," which is often quoted. It was famously quoted by Abraham Lincoln. It has been famously quoted by many, many people. And they didn't make it up. Jesus was the one to quote it. Now, when you hear that phrase, "a house divided cannot stand," it means that we need to look to what division is and what the opposite of it is. And the opposite of division is unity. In other places in Jesus' teaching, he reminds the disciples that one of the things that is going to be the hallmark of his people is that they are going to be one, that they are going to be unified. What Jesus isn't saying is a call to uniformity where differences are ignored. What rather Jesus is calling the disciples to and his followers to is to be people that seek unity, unity of purpose, unity in love, unity in caring for one another, unity in caring for the least of these in our places of in our lives, people that are most vulnerable. And so in this time, we want to be reminded of Jesus' call to be unified, to be people that are mindful that a house divided cannot stand. And I think that has implications for our national discourse and international discourse as well, but also that speaks directly to our local church as well. Speaking of Park Ridge Presbyterian, it means that we want to seek to find unity in and amongst our members, in and amongst our people, looking for that common ground that we do share, which as followers of Jesus, there is so much common ground that we always share, to make sure that we are looking forward and not backwards, to understand that there are a myriad of opinions amongst us, and we want to respect those opinions. We want to seek to be inclusive of all opinions and ideas so that we can find unity. Again, not uniformity where differences are dismissed or tried to get rid of, but rather unity where differences are embraced and understood, knowing that there is a common good that we're going for in this time. And the other thing we can do in this time to calm the storm is to apply ourselves into the places where we feel like we can make a difference. There are many ways in which we can, as people and individuals, we can collaborate with others that are trying to bring about restoration and reconciliation. We do that as a church in many ways. We focus on our relationships with our mission partners. And perhaps in this time where we are seeing so much disunity, it's a chance for us to look to find unity and purpose as we seek to bring about reconciliation and restoration. So in this time, where it may feel like there are so many storms that there's nothing we can do about. There are storms in our lives that we can do something about. There are storms in this world that we can do something about. And partnering with each other, partnering with organizations that are bringing about the kind of justice and reconciliation that Jesus wants. And that's key there. The kinds of things that Jesus wants, we can help calm the storm in the world. Now, the reality of the moment that we're in is that there are a lot of complications. There's a lot of nuance in the discourse that we have, and we want to respect that. But it's also true that there are people who have power, and there are people who have agency. And it is up to us as people who have those who have power and those who have agency to make sure we are advocating for those who do not have power and do not have agency. Now, in the midst of being able to see and recognize and even begin to think about countering the storms, that means that you and I who have power and have agency need to recognize that and then be there to help those who do not have power and do not have agency. So for those of us that feel like we can see our way forward through these storms, we need to make our way forward so that we can do that for ourselves and for the people in our lives that need help. But then there are people, and maybe this is you, who feel powerless, who feel like you have no agency, who feel like you are just being overwhelmed by the storms. And I want you to know that we are here to help you get through the storms of life. That we as your church, we as people who care, are here to help you make it through. So if you feel like you have been overwhelmed by this week or this time or this year, please be assured that right now, all you need to know is that God does want you to get through this storm. And God has done something to help you get through that storm, which is to put you into a caring community that wants to help you. I can be a part of helping that happen. Please let me know. But if you feel powerless in this time, if you feel like you have no agency, please know that your time is to be here to be helped. We are here to help you and make the storm go away and help you get through it. This is indeed a time where we need to focus on our common ground. We need to seek unity in all things and find our way forward. When we think about the storms that we are facing and will face, let's remember that God doesn't want the storms to overwhelm us. Let's remember that Jesus calmed the storm and calmed many storms and sought to help people get through the storms. And that's what God wants for us. God wants us to either get through the storms because we're trying to survive or to get through the storms so that we can help other people get through it. So in this time, let's remember to take the time we need to focus on our own growth so that we can be calm and less anxious through these storms. Let's remember the teaching of Jesus that it is a house divided that cannot stand, that God wants us to find unity, not uniformity. And let's remember that we can partner with each other to help the world become the place God wants it to be, for us to seek the justice of Jesus and reconciliation that God wants, not necessarily what we want, but what God wants. And when we do these things, we can help calm the storms that we are facing, both in this very moment and in any ones to come. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.